This is The 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman in for Brian Mackey today. The fall season is in full swing, and with it come lots of changes. The days get shorter, the leaves change to gorgeous fall colors, pumpkins make their appearance on our porches, and Affy Tapples are in stores again. The famous apple treats are made in the Chicago suburb of Niles, and they've become a fall Midwestern tradition, one that spans several generations. We asked our texting group for their thoughts on Affy Tapples. Abby in Urbana said, "I grew up in the West Suburbs in the 1980s, and it was always the fall offering for the PTA treat day. You could order it and take it home. Recently, my son was invited to make caramel apples with some friends. It's nice to see traditions continue in my own kids' world." And this year, Affy Tapple is celebrating 75 years since their apples were first introduced to the market. Joining us now to talk through all things Affy Tapple is Derek Dye, e-commerce marketing manager for Affy Tapple. Derek, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Not a problem. It's happy time of year. It's Affy Tapple season, so I'm glad to talk about our great product.
Listeners, what do you want to know about Affy Tapple? Do you have a favorite variety of apple? Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can send us an email. The address is talk@21stshow.org. Again, talk@21stshow.org. Okay, first things first, Derek, I've got a tomato-tomato question for you. Since this is radio, I need to know, how do you pronounce caramel? Is it caramel or caramel? Where do you stand?
I call them caramel.
Caramel, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like I go
I'm
back
from
and
Illinois
forth.
As well, and I feel like it's always been caramel. I've also lived in the South, and I feel like caramel was a little bit, it's like pecan type of deal.
Okay.
I've always called them caramel apples.
Interesting. Okay, I might be calling them caramel because I feel like it's a three-syllable word. Yeah. Well, I might go back and forth. Let's go ahead and jump into the story of Affy Tapple. Can you tell me about the origins of the Affy Tapple?
Absolutely. The first records we have is in 1948, where our store opened up in Clark Street in Rogers Park neighborhood of Chicago. We had a whole factory there. Wasn't cranking out a ton back in the day, but a retail store that would sell apples, and people remember us for having the broken stick apples, the ones that broke during production, and they would sell those for like 5 cents back in the day, 10 cents. So there's a lot of vintage photos of that, and that's kind of the first memory for that neighborhood going. The company kept growing over time, and we moved to Niles here in 2001, and we're still here now today, making the same exact apples with the same recipe, the same copper kettles. Our logo hasn't changed hardly at all since 1948, so nostalgia is our number one seller for our product outside of, you know, the great tasting caramel apples, but just a really fun brand.
Let's talk about the name Affy Tapple. Is that simply a play on the words taffy apple, or is there more to that story?
There's a little more to that story. Depending on your audience, they might understand what I'm talking about, but back in the day, the phone book was probably the number one salesman for any company. If you're looking for a dessert, and you're looking, you're scrolling, it starts with A. Actually, I said scrolling there. No, you're thumbing through it, and
yeah.
Taffy, A, was first. So the Taffy Apple, they changed the company name to Affy Tapple to appear as early as you could in the phone book.
That is so interesting. Okay, so confession time. I'm what you might call obsessed with caramel apples. So for weeks now, every time I do a grocery run, I'm really excited. They're there front and center in the, you know, produce aisle. I pick up a pack or two or three. Sometimes I hide them from my kids so I can have them, you know, all to myself. I have to be careful what I say because they might be listening right now. They don't have school today. But I like to think of them as like, you know, sort of like a healthy alternative to a Snickers bar, right? Because they've got, you know, the apple inside. And you know what they say about eating an apple a day, right?
So there's something to it, for sure. I mean, our product is healthier than most candy bars, healthier than majority of granola bars, which get, I mean, they have the best marketing of all time. Everyone thinks the granola bar is good. They have way more sugar than our caramel apples do, surprisingly.
Okay, so I love the caramel plus nut plus chocolate chip sprinkled on top. Do you have a personal favorite?
Well, when I started, I tried them all over the summer, which wasn't really the peak, but I kind of wore them out pretty good in June and July. My favorite still is the original. I cut them up, and honestly, anywhere I go this time of year, I'm everyone's best friend because I always have apples with me.
We
get them every Friday after work, and I always bring them out to events, and it's just everyone seems to love them. And the smile it brings on people's faces. It's such a unique product, but they're all very good, but I like the original.
Awesome. Let's talk about the apples themselves. How are they made? What kinds of apples are used? And, you know, why the different combinations of caramels plus peanuts and other varieties?
Yeah. So our factory this time of year is creating about 300,000 caramel apples a day, which is just an insane number. I mean, they use 20 tons of caramel a day and 9 million peanuts a day right now. We have 250 workers in our Niles plant, and we're running almost at 24-hour capacity. So it is a big business. We're the main distributor around this part, and I believe nationwide. The apples themselves, they come in, 90% of our apples come from Michigan, 10% come from Washington State, and we just have bins and bins, and they start the process. They get checked for pressure to make sure there's nothing wrong during transport. Once the pressure's good, they go through the conveyor belt. They're cleaned a little bit. They have an agent that just promotes them to last a little longer in the stores. And then they are hand stuck with a stick by every single one of our workers put it through the line. And then it goes up a conveyor belt, and it's dragged and dipped in twice in a caramel coating, which the caramel coating is made right in house, small batches of 80 pounds each, over and over and over. So it is a crazy process. From there, it's rolled into nuts, and then the nuts, they put them on a cooling tray, and then it goes into the packaging part. So the whole process takes about 5 minutes for the apple, and like I said, 300,000 apples a day. Wow. And the apples you'll see in stores in your area will be about 48 hours from the first time they touch the assembly line. So they're very, very fresh.
We've got a text message from Anne in East Peoria. Anne wants to know, are there any vegan versions of the Affytapple?
I believe Whole Foods has a non-GMO organic one. I believe that would be the vegan option. I'm not 100% sure on that. It is a kosher-friendly product, so that's a big seller as well. I can look into that, but I believe the Whole Foods will carry a version that would be gluten-free or vegan.
Okay, we also got a text from Tommy in Urbana. He says, we love them, but we have a peanut allergy and quit eating them. I can relate to Tommy. 2 out of my 3 kids have a nut allergy as well. And so can you talk about what options are available for those with peanut allergies?
Yes, yeah, that's been a pretty major change in our fundraising and just the way the business is run. Peanut allergies, it's become more prevalent. People are more aware of them. So, yeah, we have, again, the original has no peanuts at all. And they're produced in a separate part where there wouldn't be any contact with peanuts. There is a sprinkle product. Those are the best ones. Those are the two. The best seller is still the peanut version, but the other two are really good options.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman in for Brian Mackey today. We're talking about Affytapples, the famous caramel apple snack made in Niles, Illinois. They're celebrating 75 years of the traditional fall food, and we are joined by Derek Dye. He's e-commerce marketing manager for Affytapples. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. I feel like Affytapples, Derek, are like a Midwest staple. Why do you think they've had such an impact across the Midwest for generations?
It's something about, and I've lived in other parts of the world. I was in Florida for a while, and it's just different. When the fall hits here, there's just certain things that are almost, you know, like a ritual. You have to go to the pumpkin patch once. You have to get all your flannel out. You have to have a bonfire. It's all these things. And the caramel apple, something about the taste profile just brings everyone back to a certain time. And I know it does for me since I moved back here. And it just kind of marks the season. It's the tart apple, just like you got from picking from an apple tree. It's the caramel that are in so many dishes around this time of year. It's just the perfect snack, and it's, yeah, this time of year, it's just something special about biting into one or slicing it up, however you want to do it. That's the age-old debate, too, is how you eat an Affytapple. Do you go barbaric and go right into it? But it's just something about the taste and generations. Like 1948 was the first caramel apple in this region. My grandparents ate them. My parents ate them. And a lot of people have these stories of, like you said, grabbing a 3-pack on your way to the store this time of year. It just feels right.
I understand the caramel is an in-house secret. I learned that from one of the producers today. But is there anything you can tell us about the recipe or what makes it unique?
I think, yeah, the small batch caramel, just the fact that, yes, it is made in the assembly line, but the batches are made daily, and it's just such a fresh product. The apples come in from the time they're off the truck. Our freshness is our number one thing. It's off the truck, and it's made. It's in the stores within 2 days. That's just a really – we're very efficient at how we do it. The taste and the recipes, I don't have the exact answers to that. I just know the hard work and the attention to detail the whole team does in producing the product in the quick shipping into the stores, just freshness.
So we've got a few more text messages from listeners. Laura in Peoria says she's 65 years old and has never had one before, and is wondering like where she can find them outside of Chicago. Are they all over the state? Does it kind of depend on which store and if they carry the product?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in about 25 states nationwide. Illinois, we're pretty concentrated. So I'd imagine my parents live in the Quad Cities, and I know they can get it at Jewel Osco there. Aldi's a big retailer of ours. Walmart will surely have it. You can check on our website to see which stores carry it. And if there's no stores around you, you can order directly from affytapple.com. And those apples are dipped the same day they ship. So you're getting it a two-day ship under 48 hours. That's kind of what we're doing. We're so proud of the freshness of our product. But I would check if there's a Jewel in the area or a Walmart. Those are your two best bets.
All right. We've also got a text from John in Elgin. He wants to know, are affytapples freshest in the fall, or do they somehow keep it consistent throughout the year?
The process is the same. The number of apples we bring in will be different, but as far as from the first time it touches the line to the store time, it doesn't change a ton. Every year is a little different. The size of the apples can differ from the amount of rain they get in Michigan. So we have seen differences from year to year with that. But the product on the shelf, we're always proud of it, and it's always as fresh as it is this time of year versus the summer.
And I imagine it's safe to assume that the fall season is when you all are the most busy.
Yes. Yeah, we do about 80% of our business in the from October 1st to the end of the year. It is a major time for us. It's just our customers, just it resonates when they see us in stores. And we do a fair amount of business in the other times. But yeah, this is it. The fall is where caramel apples, the season is made or lost or won, I guess. But yeah, this is our time.
And when you were describing the process, I thought it sounded so interesting and it made me curious. Do you offer tours in the factory ever?
We have not done any public tours. Okay. We've had a lot of publicity this year with the 75th. We've got WGN, ABC, Fox 32 up in the Chicagoland area. We would give tours there where they got a lot of great footage. So if there was someone that wanted to figure it out, I'm there every day, so I could, you know, if you're that interested, I could set something up. It is really cool to see. I know people just kind of hearing after the experience, like the Wonka factory. It's just super cool to watch from start to finish, and just our workers are so skilled and so dedicated. A lot of them come back as temporary workers each year because they have such a good time doing it. It's our factory is a family experience, and everyone loves coming back, and it's just really awesome to watch the process.
Well, that's Derek Dye. He's e-commerce marketing manager for Affytapple. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on the 21st show.
No problem. Thanks for having us. And if you see an Affytapple, give it a try if you've never tried it before. It's an excellent product.
Yes. All right. Well, coming up on Monday's show, the buffalo sustained Native Americans for hundreds of generations until it was hunted to near extinction in the 1800s. We'll have that story and how the buffalo have recovered. That's the subject of the new Ken Burns documentary. Brian Mackey will speak with Ken Burns and an Indigenous University of Illinois professor who is featured prominently in the film. Then on Tuesday, in an era of billion-dollar prizes, many Americans have become obsessed with the lottery. But how did that happen? What made us, in the words of author John Cohen, the jackpot nation that we are today? Cohen's book is For a Dollar and a Dream. We'll talk with him about that. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Christine Herman. Brian Mackey will be back on Monday. Thanks so much for listening and hope you have a great weekend.